Hey, I'm back today with an awesome project, probably the most engaging project I've ever facilitated. And I want to share it with you because it's perfect for the end of the year. It's called the Encyclopedia Memoir Project. Welcome to the Workshop Teacher Podcast, a podcast for teachers who are interested in trying workshop in their classrooms and teachers who are obsessed with it, like me. Let me give you a little background about this project. I think it was 14, 15 years ago, I did my student teaching in a seventh grade core classroom in Washington State, Bellingham, Washington, actually, where I'm from. And at the very end of the year, it was a spring student teaching experience. And at the end of the year, my lead teacher introduced me to this really cool project that she was inspired to create. That was inspired by a book called The Encyclopedia of an Ordinary Life. And my lead teacher, she was very inspiring. She really advocated for teachers doing what they expect their students to do. And so, along with students creating their encyclopedia memoir, I created one too. And I still have this awesome book that has been spiral bound that captures who I was during my student teaching. It's a treasure. I absolutely love it. I love reading it and looking back at it. And I shared pictures of it in the blog post that goes with this episode. If you want to check it out at amandarightnow.com, click podcast and click this episode title. So it's awesome. It's really, really a great way to capture a portion of someone's life. And so let me just describe what this encyclopedia memoir project is. It's an encyclopedia and it's a memoir. That's basically what it is. So when you introduce this to students, you explain what a memoir is, which is a story or a book about a time period in someone's life. And then an encyclopedia is an information book that's organized alphabetically. And so what you do to start this project off is you activate prior knowledge. You talk about those two genres. And you explain that it's fun to get creative with writing genres by combining them. And this is done all the time. And you remind students of what a genre is. It's a category of book. And many new genres have been created by combining genres. So here's an example. For example, graphic novels combine fiction and comic books, and even have spun off into historical fiction graphic novels. Young adult literature combines children's literature with realistic fiction and has become one of the most popular genres today. Dystopian literature combines science fiction, horror, historical fiction, and realistic fiction. All of these new genres have been created only within the last 30 or 40 years. And so that's this new genre that I'm inventing, basically, or maybe the author of the Encyclopedia of an Ordinary Life invented this genre. And I don't think many people have heard of it, but basically it's, you know, it's writing a memoir of your life, but having 26 entries for each letter of the alphabet. So for each letter of the alphabet, students choose to write in any form. For example, they could write a poem. So for the letter A, they could write a poem. They could write a paragraph. They could write a song. They could write a short story, a how-to recipe that maybe isn't actually a recipe, but maybe it's a recipe for annoying your parents or something like that. So they can get really creative with this. A bulleted list, a table, steps, compare and contrast, sketch notes, And so you'll explain this to your students, and then you'll show them samples. And now it's hard to kind of find samples of this unless you bought the Encyclopedia of an Ordinary Life book, or I created a product that you could buy for $8, and it has all the samples for you. And actually, this product includes my entire Encyclopedia of a New Teacher's Life is what it's called. So you could definitely check that out. I linked the product to this episode. And so it's difficult to show samples of this project if you've never done something like this before. This is why I highly recommend you create an encyclopedia memoir about you. And your students will soak this up. They'll love it. So I have a prepackaged project for you that you can purchase. And also in this blog post, I provide pictures of examples as well. So you can see, so for example, the letter A, I actually chose the word Amanda because that's my name, right? And I for that entry, I put the origin of my name, the meaning of my name, and then I wrote a little paragraph about how I feel about my name. And I'll just read it to you here. I must get used to no longer being referred to as Amanda, but as Miss Gifford. That's my maiden name. People don't realize how weird this is for a beginning teacher. Does becoming a teacher mean I can no longer be lovable, which is what Amanda means. It means worthy of being loved. I want to laugh out loud every time someone says Mrs. or Miss or Miss Gifford. Sometimes I even look around for my mom when I hear it. I must practice being teacher-like. And so I took a picture of myself posing as a teacher and included it with this entry, which is also one of the most engaging parts of this project is students put pictures for each of their entries. These can be hand-drawn pictures. These can be clip art that they find online. If you're doing this digitally through maybe Google Slides. So that's really fun. And then for the letter B, I have a table and it says BFFs, best friends forever. And then in parentheses, I put or not question mark. And so for the first column, I have different ages. And then the second column, my best friend during that age. And in the third column, I put memories with those friends. And I just kind of listed things. So my first best friend ever, her name was Aileron. And I met her when I was living in Japan. My parents were both in the Navy. And so I lived in Atsugi, Japan for 3 years. My brother was actually born in Japan when I was 7 years old. And so... Aileron was my first best friend. And so some of the memories I have is Japan. I just listed them. Swimming pool, red hair, freckles, peanut butter M&Ms, sky rise apartments, 7-Eleven donuts, and chocolate milk. So I just kind of listed some memories that I have with my friend Aileron. And so for the letter C, I picked the word caring because that word matters to me. Being a caring person is really, really important to me. And so you'll urge students to pick topics to put in their encyclopedia that are really, really important to them. And so I just listed everything that I think someone who's caring does. And so I listed listen intently, speak truthfully, give time to someone who needs it. Listen with eyes, speak softly, give simple gifts, listen with an open mind, speak out against injustices and unfair treatment of others, give up power, listen to different opinions. And it goes on, and you can look at this picture at another time. But for the letter D, I wrote about my dad. And so I wrote multiple paragraphs about my dad. For the letter E, I wrote about my husband, whose name is Eric. I actually wrote a poem about him. For the letter F, I have a table and it's called Food Flashbacks. And so I listed different foods and memories that I have of those foods. So you can get super creative with this. And I have examples of the letter G, the letter H, the letter I. The letter I is an insecurity thermometer, and I put a picture of a thermometer and I wrote down what makes me very insecure. So very high, medium high, high, normal, low, medium low, and very low. I put for very low, students give me dirty looks and whisper to each other. I'm getting used to this because it happens way too often. So there's multiple moments when I'm talking about my experience as a brand new teacher, as a student teacher. That's the next step, is just giving students examples, showing them what this could look like. And then the fourth step is to have students start brainstorming. They need lots of time to make lists of ideas they can put into their encyclopedia. And I think showing them examples really helps them with those lists. But the product that you could buy to do this project has a whole bunch of ideas for students in it, topic ideas. So if you want those, you can go ahead and purchase this product. And then the next step is just for students to start generating their entries and collecting pictures for each letter of the alphabet. This is so fun. Students will have this project, especially if you really maybe bind it, or use a book type of stapler to make these into books, and so it's a physical actual book. But Google Slides last forever too, and so these kinds of projects, I think they capture a student's interests and life and experiences in such a beautiful way, and it's a treasure that kids can keep for the rest of their lives, really, and they're proud of it. So when I had that student teaching experience, I was amazed how engaged kids were with this. Every single kid was into this. And then I went on to become a teacher, and I went on to create my own project directions and use my own examples. And now I sell, this product to help other teachers implement this project. And I went on to do this project with many classes over the course of many years. I've been teaching for 13 years, and every single time that I do this project, kids love it. So if you're looking for a project that kids are going to love, that's really going to engage them this year, at the end of the year, you should definitely do this project. And you don't have to buy my product to do this. You could totally just use the examples in this blog post and show those to your students to show them what it could look like. So yeah, I really hope that you maybe try this out, and I hope that this episode has inspired you. If it has, make sure to share it with colleagues. Make sure to give this podcast 5 stars. It really, really helps. And if you have time, write a review. I love hearing from you. I love reading reviews on the show as well. And so maybe one of these days, if you write a review, I'll start the show off by reading it out loud, and other teachers will hear it as well. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you more than you could ever know. And you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll be back again soon. Bye.